For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
K100 with Tony the Disco is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
dumping.
Bang,
the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking.
Come through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping. Rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot. Like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop. Straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento. Paisa no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K. Yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK. Putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali. Get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be
I've been writing a lot of shit down because I forget a lot of shit. And then after the show's over, I'm like, fuck.
Right. I want to be, I forgot something too. I want to bring this up.
Go ahead.
You know how we talked about, like, you were watching Raw and it went off the air before the Dominic Kiss.
Right.
Right. Dude, did you see how many YouTube views the Kiss got?
Yeah, a lot.
Give me a number.
I saw it the other day, but it was a lot. I don't remember the number.
15 million.
Yep.
Yeah, that's working.
But how did they make it on the air? That's ridiculous.
Probably,
that was the biggest. That was the biggest spot of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so basically, this is K100 Talks. I'm bringing up the top this week since I was in the military. I just wanted to bring up and just get your quick reactions on each one of them, if you want to. About these are military inventions that were just for the military. But they made their way into our civilian lives. Okay. I'm sure there's some that you knew and some you probably didn't. The first one was the GPS. Okay. So when you when you use your GPS on your Android or iOS or whatever to keep yourself from getting lost, global positioning system, which what it's called, was set up by the Department of Defense in the 1990s. All right. And it was used for wartime, you know, to find out where, you know, your enemy was at, or where their positions were at, or where their ammo bays were at. President Clinton was the one that made GPS available for civilian users. Did you know that?
No, I did not. But let me talk about GPS for a second. Yeah. Military. So, well, you know, when the Trump trial happens, all everybody talked about. But a very quiet little thing happened. Nobody's really talking about. And some, I wouldn't say a whistleblower, but like it's reported because somebody came out the, you know, those to the administration. Biden has okayed Ukraine to use offensive weapons that the United States are giving them that can hit Russian targets inside Russia.
Right.
Which is potentially crossing the red line. If you've been reading what Putin has been saying lately, it's like you guys are, you know, You're poking the bear here, and I don't think the West, those NATO countries in Europe, understands the implications of what you're doing. Like, we may strike, you know, like saying it's like if you start doing this, we could get liable. Now, one of the reasons they need these new type of weapons is because the weapons that Ukraine has been using, that are like some of these missiles that rely on GPS like guidance, the weapons have very weak signals in the GPS systems. And the Russians have been jamming the signals on these things, and the missiles have been rendered useless, right? So it's like it would be like literally like you're using GPS, but your GPS is not strong enough because of the stuff they're doing is not advanced up, and Russia's just jamming the signals and the things are not hitting their targets.
How is he doing that without congressional approval? Shouldn't this be a bigger thing than it is, like you said, now it's really talking about it.
We're in a proxy war with Russia right now because we're literally, we're building the weapons that they're using. I'm like, you know, I don't know. And I think there's a lot of people.
What is upsetting you about this, Joe?
He's just got to go, man. Everything he does is a fuck up.
Bro,
he's fucking up his country. Conan, you know that's a fuck up.
You're supposed to support them, just like Trump supported Israel. You know, that's our ally. We're supposed to not support them?
No.
That's our ally. They want to be in NATO, huh?
We shouldn't be meddling, I don't think.
Here's the problem, okay?
That's all we've ever done since we've had power is meddle. Why is that new to you? Russia does the same thing. They meddle everywhere.
There's a considerable amount of Americans right now that are hearing that Putin, you know, in the past, they could have negotiated a peace agreement. Boris Johnson has told what's his name? No, do not do this. Okay, so Putin's been saying this. There was going, oh, that's Russian problem. But Putin's saying we're ready to come to the table and to go ahead and negotiate a big piece of it. No more fighting. And we're the West side is the one saying no, we're not negotiating, and we're just continuously spending all this money to send them all these weapons when they don't have a chance. And we're going like, how
I just think the bad thing about it is, bro, the bad thing is it's like the Palestinian and the Israelis, like there's no trust between them. They've broken, you know, we're far past that. You know, I just watched this documentary for an hour and a half. It was fascinating on Israel and Palestine. Yeah. All the times that Israel went there and said, hey, let's do a peace thing. Yeah. And the Palestinians said no. Okay. And then Bibi came in and when he got voted out of office, the only way he could get back into office is by getting the support of the ultra right conservative. And he's kept his word to them. He said, you know what? If you guys vote me in and you help me, I will make sure that your mandate is respected. You know, and he's like, well, I'm going to keep building settlements. There will be no peace. Fuck these guys. We're now in Rafah or whatever it's called. And we're going to stay here for 7 months because I'm not going to leave right now. And then when I leave, they build it up again. And they said, it's going to be even worse. I'm going to stop this and I'm going to control it.
Yeah. You know the worst thing about it is that, you know, they're using the shield of their anti-Semitism, like, you know, thing. Cause here's what people are talking about. Okay. And this is not just like making up stuff, but like the Israelis, the Jews, that's anti-Semitism. Talk about this, bro. AIPAC is the largest, like one of the largest lobbies in the United States. They have literally had a 100% success rate with candidates they backed. Okay, Lincoln's key, that's a lot of money. If you go on online and you look like Israel's, through their super PAC here in the United States, are getting, you know, getting candidates, getting them elected. And hey, that's what lobbies do. I'm not really chastising them for, but, you know, you got to support Israel. Okay, so Israel has this kind of unconditional support because, you know, there isn't a lobby like a lot of see. So they're our ally.
Yeah, that's
like,
one of our strongest lobbies. Palestinian lobbies, very weak compared to
them. They don't have a lobby. How are we going to have a lobby with a government over there where their doctrine was created, where we formed, Hamas formed, to destroy Israel.
Right. Eradicate.
Okay. Add also right. Vis-a-vis the United States for being their fucking friends. Yeah.
So this is the problematic thing that's occurred. We show unconditional support for Israel because Israel kind of pays us for the support, so we have to support him. But then all of a sudden, you know, because now we have the people, because there's everything in the world now is, you know, a oppressor versus victim. And people will always just side with the victim and the victimhood, and they'll fight for the victims, right? So everybody's just assuming that, like, they've assumed, okay, Hamas is the victim, Palestine is the victim now. And it's like, oh, okay, but you need to really look a little bit deeper because, like, you want to support a victim that's like,
they've been the aggressor all along.
Terrorist, right? It's like, you know, so you have problematic things on both sides here. And now, because a lot of the victimhood people are left wingers, the Democratic Party now is getting a lot of heat for supporting a country that is attacking the victims, right? And everybody said they're saying, like, dude, you're the ones that voted to give the weapons to attack the victims. Like, you know, like think about that. You know, like, you know, yeah. Like Elizabeth Warren came out and said, this has got to stop. And something. And somebody tweeted out, it's like, hey, Senator, you're the one that voted to send them the bombs that they're killing these people with.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone. The best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy. That's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. You know, the Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, you know, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom. So when I was watching this documentary, they had this, the famous, and I'm sure you remember this, the famous, because it was everywhere. Clinton brought the guys to, I think the first one was Carter. He brought Yitzhak Rabin and Arafat. Then Clinton brought in, I think, Sharon and Arafat, right?
Yeah.
And in that thing, Clinton's advisors that were privy to all the talks and what he was thinking, he actually, while he was announcing that there would be a peace treaty between the Palestinians and the Arabs, while Arafat was talking, Clinton told him right there in real time, he said, "You're going to have to shake hands with this guy." And he was hot as a motherfucker. He was like, "No, I cannot shake hands. I will look bad in my..." And they did end up shaking hands. Same thing happened with Bibi. He did not want to shake hands with this guy. That's how much hate they have for each other. And that's how much hate the United States has for Russia, that they're telling him, hey, don't go and, you know, do a peace negotiation with Ukraine because they don't trust Russia. You know what I'm saying? And that really fucked up a lot of the things that are happening over there.
Right. Yeah. Plus, too, like, when we get back to the Hamas thing, it's like, you know, the Clinton, even Hillary Clinton was leading up to the 2016 debate she was talking about. This is 8 years ago, right? Just talk about like how like, hey, you know, we've tried everything to try to help the Palestine people, but Hamas just keeps screwing everything up. And what people are trying to say is like, you know, they want two states. Okay, it's like, fine. Okay, so what if we gave you guys two states? Has Hamas at any point shown that they would take all their aid and the countries all over the planet that are giving them aid? Hey, we'll help you out. They haven't shown one inkling of taking that aid and providing, you know, better public services, water, something. Bro, they take all the money and they just keep building missiles to fire at Israel. Okay, where is there any evidence that they're going to stop doing that if we decided to let them have their own state? And like, you only have it.
And so, here's the thing, and I actually said this, and now the defense minister who quit said, why don't we have this area controlled by the United States and the Arabs? You know, and that's what I think they should do. You know,
Palestinians won't accept it. Their shit's set in stone. They want what they want, you know?
After all the destruction that's happened there, I think maybe people will change their mind that maybe they need to not be following Hamas's ideology.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny that we were talking about the GPS, which is obviously on all the phones. You know what they're going to start having now on the new iPhone, starting with the 16?
It records everything all day long.
Time out. What iPhone number are they on?
Well, they're on 15 right now. They're about to go to 16.
Dude, right? I've been on Samsung, but you know, I do the Androids. I've never got the iPhone.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't seem that long ago in my life that the iPhone 5 was we're already at 15.
They've been moving quick.
But they've obviously been accelerating imagine why. Probably more ways to control who gets to have, like, you know, they're ramping up everything, like, you know, data collection and stuff. So,
well, starting next iPhone, we'll have ChatGPT. Okay, let me tell you the other thing. It started in the military. Freeze drying. So like when you have freeze-dried strawberries or a cup of soup, that's all freeze-dried and you're adding water to, you know, and freeze-dried, it's kind of like Macho Man's hair, nothing.
Right.
Bro, when we would run out of food before hitting a port, they would give us freeze-dried stuff. Some of it was cool, some of it was crap. But like the dipping dots, that's freeze-dried shit.
What is freeze-dried? I don't really buy frozen.
I got something right here. Look, it's a cat treat.
Oh, freeze-dried. Like the fruits and stuff and everything.
Or like when you get a cup of soup and you open it up, the noodles are freeze-dried, the vegetables are freeze-dried, and then you add water.
They can last in the package for like 2 years.
That was made for the military.
Yeah, in case there's a long conflict, we have the shit.
Right,
the food
right. Or like I said, we were on our ship, and before we'd hit the port, if we ran out of food, we had freeze-dried shit. You know, that we would eat, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's a vibe.
Yeah. And this started like in World War II. A lot of stuff started in World War II. You know, the EpiPens, those auto injecting syringes that you can use. Well, that was invented in the military too. And now you can use it for everything from injecting testosterone to allergic reactions. And this was definitely given to soldiers. So if you got hit by a nerve agent or a chemical weapon or something like that, you'd inject yourself on the spot. On our ship, we had what are called battle stations. So basically, if a war broke out, we drilled this a lot. You'd have to go to your battle station and prepare for war. You'd have to put on, if it was like a chemical attack, you'd have to put on a gas mask. It was just for different attacks, there was different attire. You were done. But for everything, there was an EpiPen. Just in case you got hit by a biological, chemical, nerve agent, you could inject yourself on the spot and not be, you know.
Right.
So that came from the military.
You know, it's very interesting, too, is if you watch and go back and look at old school military equipment, like if your gear, right?
Right.
And it's kind of very archaic looking compared to what these people wear now.
Right.
You know, like you got like a million things in your helmet, camera, like you got all this stuff on you, like, you know, they're to the point where like now it's like it's gotten the you know, police that can spend the money. You go like bro, Vegas, some of these
let me tell you something that became part of part of Americana clothing. Bro, I didn't know this. The first cargo pants were used by the British soldiers in the 1930s because that's where they put in all their shit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the American troops adopted them a few years later. And then the general public started wearing it in the 1990s. I love cargo pants. And not only that, camos. Remember how people would wear camos out in the street? Like, all that's that was for the military.
Bro, something I buy clothes, you don't go on Instagram, but Instagram is just a freaking advertising, like, every other thing you go to that moment is like, is an ad, right?
Right.
Bro, there's like a lot of really cool, like, workout gear.
Right.
Now, like that are kind of cargo pants, like, where it has a thing to put your towel in between, something where you can put your phone.
I love
doing this stuff. You know, packets like the for your charger for your phone and stuff like that. Like you can just go out with everything like in your workout pants.
Yeah,
you
know? Bro. Like, another thing I love, cargo shorts.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull an Ohtani rookie card, but with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com, the only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. ArenaClub.com and the Slab Pack. This is an interesting site to check out if you're into card collecting or that kind of hobby. I've never seen this done before where you could buy a pack of sports cards, you know, baseball, basketball, football, whatever you want, and you're going to know and you're going to see by percentages what kind of cards you're going to get, who you're going to get, and more. My first slab pack, I wanted to grab a baseball one, and I actually wound up with this sweet Dave Winfield autograph. I got a valuable 2019 Juan Soto card. It also included this really awesome Jim Thome card. It was kind of like a, you know, a drawing, a painting of Jim, and on the back was all his pertinent stats, a little story of his career, so that was really cool. I hadn't collected cards in many years, but when I heard about Arena Club and heard about the Slab Pack, I had to go check it out. And these Arena Club Slab Packs are revolutionizing the repack game by introducing transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading or selling, and they'll be officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and an explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. And right now you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/K100. Crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. And that's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase. If you're a collector, if you're interested in starting up collecting, there's nowhere better to go than arenaclub.com. Add on that 10%. You'll get a sweet discount, and you'll be supporting K100. That's arenaclub.com/K100 for 10% off your first purchase.
Let me tell you another thing. It doesn't matter what branch of the military you go to, you're going to see this everywhere. The military invented duct tape.
Oh, sticky.
Yeah, so they were used to seal ammunition cases so water couldn't get into them.
Right.
Then they figured out they could use it to fix gear and shit, you know.
Right.
And duct tape, that's part of America, Americana too.
Right.
Do you know what a jerry can is?
No.
So those are those little red canisters that you use to put like gas in the lawnmower.
Right, yeah.
Or like if your car runs out of gas, you know what I'm saying? Like that was actually invented by the German military.
Right.
Yeah. Here's another one that we all know and love. The Jeep. That was used for recon missions in World War II. And now look at the Jeeps that we have now with leather-wrapped steering wheels and motherfucking touchscreen media consoles.
The craziest thing about the Jeep was because it was such a durable – people like, you know, like a thing that if it gets hit, it ruins whatever hits it. You know, like a Jeep.
And it could drive over any surface.
I like to drive on the beach and shit, you know.
But the basic Jeep – when it first started, like the consumer started buying it, I was like, dude, this costs way too much for the shitty drive experience. Like, it just looks so uncomfortable to sit in. It's like, there's nothing
nice. Kind of is, yeah.
Yeah, and it was very expensive for that. Like, just like, why are people?
Yeah, like, remember when the Humvee first came out?
Yeah, it was like cost a fortune. And I'm like, that doesn't really look like a nice car. It looks like a military car. And it was a military car. It's like,
yeah.
Which is why the novel leather, we're going to have people, bro, it was such a waste of money. But now it's cheaper. Now. Yeah, now it's cheaper.
Okay, the last one I think we have here would be the first computer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that was capable of like being programmed for many different purposes, not just one. Uh-huh. Was designed for the U.S. again during military World War II.
Wow,
I never thought that. And they used it a lot for ballistic missile research and shit. That's what originally was used for. Now look, now we're on the computer.
Yeah,
this was for the military.
Yeah,
and dude, I mean, think about. I mean, did you ever think you'd have a device in your hand where you could, if you wanted to, look up any song, any wrestling match, any movie, any book, and have it right there immediately?
I never even thought we'd have a smartphone.
Yeah, crazy.
So yeah, before you had a line in your house, a landline that rung and you picked it up. You know what I'm saying?
The discovery of the computer was basically just, you know, it was basically just like an extension of a math equation to try to figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see, because I remember what was the movie that they had, but where the guy that invented the computer because it was because they were trying to figure out where the British were going to be striking and stuff like World War II. They had and the guy came up with the computer to figure out the
probabilities and
so that the extension of the computer came out.
Yeah. Yeah. And the funny part is how humongous they were back then.
Right, huge. Yeah,
yeah. The last one is the microwave. So basically, during World War II again, this American scientist realized that the radar transmitters that the like army was using actually release enough heat in the form of microwaves that you could cook food.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
So all of that was military, you know. So I just wanted to bring that up. Just stuff that started in the military and ended up being used for civilian consumption.
Well, can I ask you about this is a side World War II question real quick. Did you guys see Oppenheimer? I'm assuming Conan.
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. I was just wondering because, you know, I'm sure it's worth watching, but I just want to get your guys' opinions as well.
Sure.
I'm just waiting for it to come out on, Netflix or Hulu or something.
It's on.
It already is? Which one?
Yeah. I think Netflix, maybe.
Really?
So, yes, it's on some.
Check it out. Right, I'm going to check
Peacock.
It out.
Peacock.
It's on Peacock, right. Yeah.
So that's been our talks. I found this pretty interesting, all the stuff that started in the military, and I really didn't think about civilian uses. So that's been our K100 talks. You got any comments, opinion, whatever, send them to K100Questions@gmail.com. Yo, support K100 and check Bet Online. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.